New day,
new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong,
positive
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude. Be mindful.
You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
What's up, people? Let me give you some advice. People who approach you looking to get into a deal or fucking arrangement with you, those people always like to say some shit to you like, hey, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. And that's how they say it too. It's always that kind of voice. See now, that's meant to imply they'll do some shit for you that might be hard for you to do for yourself. All in exchange for you reciprocating. That shit might sound like a good arrangement at first, but trust me, it's not. Hey, Miles, you ever had your back itch in a spot you can't reach?
Of course.
And man, that's some torturous shit right there.
Yeah.
Woo! Sometimes it gets so bad, you start considering offering a stranger $5, you know, to give your back a 30-minute scratch. But look here, in my experience, there's one thing you should never do, and that is enter into a business proposition where you are dependent on the other damn party. Now, that's okay if that motherfucker is around to scratch your back, if need be. But for the most part, your ass better be ready to scratch your own fucking back, Miles. Hell, you can buy your own back scratcher at the goddamn dollar store. You know what you'd be like? You should be like fucking bear. Bears are self-sufficient. You'll see a bear in the fucking wild, Miles?
Not in person.
No, you stand far away. You don't stand right up on it. Don't let that motherfucker see you. You stand from afar. Some fucking binoculars or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That motherfucker will lean up against a big-ass pine tree and scratch the fuck out of its back. Now, my saying is, how the fuck he realized he could do that shit? You know what I mean?
Instinct.
Instinct. I'm going to lean on this tree and scratch my own fucking back. Nobody taught him that shit, Miles.
But we do the same thing. You find the corner of a wall or something.
Yeah, Miles, but somebody got to fucking... You got to see somebody do that shit as a human being. You got to see an old uncle do that shit or some shit like that.
I guess.
That's instinct, Miles. They got fucking instinct. I tell you what, too. People need to look out for each other more. You ever have someone come and greet you by giving you a hug and a pat on the fucking back?
Yeah, like an uncle, the uncle you mentioned.
What the fuck are they doing that for, Miles? A damn pat on my back seems like you're consoling me. I don't need you to fucking console me, Miles. What I need for you to do is to lean in and scratch my fucking back. Whether it itches or not, that shows you give a fuck about my back, you give a fuck about me, and you're scratching my back to let me know you fucking got me. A scratch, Miles, is more useful than a damn pat anyway. What the fuck you pat me for? Ain't no goddamn pet. All I'm saying is this, Miles. Everyone out there needs to be able to scratch your own goddamn back.
I think I would be put off anyone leans in, hugs me, and just starts scratching my back.
But you scratch each other's back. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. See? That's the philosophy behind this shit, Miles. If you just scratch my shit and I don't scratch yours, you're going to be taking it back. Like, why this motherfucker didn't scratch my back?
I just don't want it.
Well, the more common phrase is, why this motherfucker didn't scratch my back?
That's a common phrase?
Of course it is, man. Miles, if we hug each other and say, well, I ain't see you in a minute, playboy, and I scratch your back, and you don't scratch mine, I'm thinking, why the fuck this motherfucker didn't scratch my back?
Yeah, I'm thinking similar words, but they form a sentence that's more like, why is he scratching my back? And I think that's the more normal response to that.
So, Miles, you would rather have someone pat your back than scratch your back or do nothing?
I tell you what, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. In saying that if you stop talking about this, I'll start the show.
Start the goddamn show.
Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us on a new day of May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Every day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar, A Network for Grateful Living, A Year of Gratitude, Inspiration for Living Life as a Gift. Here's the quote. We cannot step outside life's song. This music made us. It's our nature. David George Haskell.
Okay. I see you, David. I got it, Miles. It's already in process.
Good.
It's already in process. You have somebody say that shit, Miles? Oh, I'm sorry. It's already in process.
Well, I don't know that they say that. Maybe progress.
Process. Already in process.
I'll tell you what. My back itches now.
Mine too. What the fuck?
Yeah. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, "We cannot step outside life's song. This music made us. It is our nature."
I love these type of quotes. You know what it makes you think about? You know that song? Life is a song worth singing. See?
There you go. You're already off to the races. You're thinking musically.
I'm already off to the races already. Now, Miles, this quote really resonates with me. Music is one of my passions. Now, when I look at a movie, there are several things that I look at in terms of quality. And one in particular is the damn music, Miles. They call that shit a score. It's someone's job to fill that movie with the right damn mood music. And that's important, Miles. They got music that tells you when to cry, when to laugh, when to think, when to cheer, when to be scared. Shit. That music even tells you what kind of movie it is. Whether it's a damn comedy or a drama or whatever the fuck it is, that damn music is there to let the damn audience know how to react, Miles. What would happen, Miles, if in the middle of Friday the 13th, when Jason was chasing someone, they started playing "You've Got a Friend in Me" from Toy Story?
That would be strange.
It'll throw you off. It'll throw you off.
It's a sweet song.
That's a sweet-ass song, Miles. It's sweet. You can't help but smile. I know he's chasing somebody with a fucking machete, but you would still smile because that music, Miles, it conjured up a feeling.
You know where it would really get you if it was the clown in It, and that It had that music playing. You'd be like, oh, he's just a sweet clown. You've got a friend in me.
The forehead on that motherfucker, boy. That's a fucking nine head.
Well, he said it, It, not me.
Yeah, whatever, It. Bring that shit.
Uh-oh.
Bring it, bitch. You see.
Well, I agree with you, man. I think the right music helps a movie a lot. Like, it makes you feel the movie, but you don't even think about it till after. Then you want to buy the soundtrack.
You do want to buy the soundtrack. I have so many soundtracks, Miles, at my disposal. I fucking love them. Hey, Miles, do you imagine this? Imagine if your life did have a score. And imagine if you could fucking hear it constantly. Hearing the right song at a critical moment in your life might inspire your ass. Say you're driving by a bus stop late one night.
I like this. This is a scenario.
And then you see someone sitting there. It's a damn girl or guy or whoever you had a crush on all throughout high school. But your ass was always too shy to talk to her or him. But there they are. There they fucking are. All by themselves. With not a fucking bus in sight. And then they look good as fuck. Just like they used to.
Wow. It's an opportunity. What are you going to do?
Woo! That's not by chance. That shit was destined to happen.
Fate.
All of a sudden, you notice that person's crying.
Oh, no.
Did someone just break their fucking heart? Now you're fucking mad. Because you care about this person. You always have.
Yeah.
Now, should you pull over and pick them up? Now, for a moment, you don't know what the fuck to do. You're sitting there with your fucking hazard lights on. Should I fucking sit here and do nothing? Or should I fucking drive over there?
Yeah, now that person at the bus stop is seeing this car pulled over at night with their hazards on, so they're getting a little suspicious.
Everybody gets suspicious when you sit there with those fucking hazard lights on.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the song in your head starts playing. You know what it is, Miles?
What?
Drive by the Cars.
Oh.
You know that goddamn song?
Yeah.
Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Miles, it has created a fucking moment for you.
Yeah.
So now you pull your ass over, throw your fucking window down, and then as smoothly as you can, you call over and ask them if they want to ride. They smile, they get in, and you pull the fuck off, Miles.
Wow.
See, that's fucking destiny.
Yeah.
You know, no, you should have did.
What?
You should have pulled the fuck over, parked somewhere, put some money in the meter, make sure you don't get a fucking ticket, and walk your ass over there as if you're taking the fucking bus too. See? That's easier. And then you come back, get your car tomorrow, get on the fucking bus, say, hey, remember me from high school? And then you get on the fucking bus too. And you both get on the bus, and you sit next to the person, and you talk to the ass, man, it's great seeing you. Hey, no, this is destiny. Look at us. You know?
Is there a song called Bus Stop?
Double Dutch Bust? Remember that song?
There you go. That's in your head, yeah.
That's in your fucking head.
Yeah.
The Double Dutch Bus rolling down the street. See? Now that's in your fucking head.
Okay.
Maybe it's in both your heads.
I like that. Now you both have the same song and people feel safe.
Fuck yeah, Miles. See? Only issue you got is getting back to your car tomorrow and picking your shit up.
Yeah.
But, oh man, what a great idea to do that shit, see?
Yeah, you're probably going to have a ticket.
Oh, you're going to get a ticket towed away and shit. But it's worth it. It's fucking worth it if you can reconnect with that person, Miles. And music did that. Music did that shit, Miles.
Music made you lose control.
Oh, Miles, you're still going. I love it. See? We're still fucking going. Music defines everything.
It does.
If you wanted to. It can. That's your life song. People hear music all the time. You know what they tell you to do? When things happen in your life, what they tell you to do, Miles? Turn the fucking radio off. Turn the fucking radio off, because that goddamn song is going to be a part of your fucking life for the rest of your goddamn life. If you hear that goddamn song, you're going to think about that shit. The music don't stop, Miles.
All right, so let's get back
to... Don't stop the music! Shit.
Let's get back to We Cannot Step Outside Life song. This music made us. It is our nature. Okay, so we've got the music going. And we've got the music going in our heads. And we got music helping to tell our life story. What else do you got?
On the other hand, Miles, let's say someone was coming to give you some news. But before they can even open their mouth, you start hearing some sad-ass song, like that fucking song maybe playing in those damn abused animal commercials. The Sarah McLachlan Angel. And Miles, if that shit don't make you dig down and donate, I don't know what will.
I tend to change the channel. It's too sad for me, man.
It's fucking sad, Miles. But do you know how much money that song has made me give, Miles? That song would make you dig deep because of the fucking song. You know, you put one hand on your fucking chest and you go, fuck me. Fuck me.
Right.
That song would make you dig so deep, Miles. You know, you need to play that while you go for a bank loan so that you can shame that fucking banker into giving you some fucking money. See?
Yeah, I don't know that would work.
Anyway, if you started to hear that damn song in your head right before, Miles, someone gave you some news, you would know right away it wasn't fucking good news. You cover your fucking ears up and walk away. You can brace yourself for the bad news that's coming your goddamn way. See, music proceeds, sometimes it proceeds some shit that you don't want to fucking hear.
I bet when people see Sarah McLachlan walk into a room, they brace for bad news.
That's why I always say, turn that motherfucking radio off. Turn it off. Because your brain is going to connect those two things together. Now, even though we can't hear our soundtrack, Miles, just know your life has one. Your life songs are your playlist. And it plays over and over again in your fucking head. It plays on damn repeat. On a fucking loop. Some of those songs play so damn much, people ask you, why do you keep playing that song? And the answer is, because that damn song is me. That shit is me. As a matter of fact, when that song comes on, do you know what the fuck you say?
What?
You say, that's my shit. Let me ask you something. You ever hear a motherfucker humming a tune you don't know? And then his ass hums it all the fucking time. So much that you just want to tell this dude to cut that shit out. Enough. Do you know what that person is doing?
No.
That motherfucker is whistling his fucking song. You heard that expression? Whistling while you work?
Yeah.
That's not a song. Whistle while you work. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That motherfucker's life is his work, and he's whistling while he does it. Hey, Miles, is that considered an oxymoron?
What?
You working, and you whistling while you fucking work. Does that make sense?
I mean, yeah.
Motherfucker's working. He doing a job.
Right.
Right? Whistling. Whistle while you work, while you're fucking working and whistling.
What if he's a professional whistler?
I see you saying. If the motherfucker's job is whistling, and the motherfucker's whistling while you work, while he whistling, while he working.
Yeah. How you gonna get mad at him? That's what he's doing.
You can't get mad at the motherfucker, man.
No.
You're right. You can't get mad at him. But is that considered an oxymoron?
I don't know.
Anyway, Miles, your life is a damn movie filled with music. Your movie is scored the same way they score all of those biopics. Ray, Get On Up, Bohemian Rhapsody. Those movies have meaningful-ass songs in them, Miles. Songs that underscore different moments in the life of the person whose story is being told. The good moments and the bad. The triumphs and the failures. So even though you can't hear it, I'm saying if you live your life to the fullest, trust that what you will leave behind is some beautiful damn music. produced by you.
Well, you got a song you want to take us out on? Is there a song that comes to mind?
Ooh, man, I don't know. I was feeling a little Isaac Hayes today, a little Marvin Gaye.
I was thinking, is this the end? Are you my friend? Yeah. Thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar. A network for grateful living, a year of gratitude, inspiration for living life as a gift. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe we even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment and while you're at it, a great rating on Apple Podcasts. And please continue to leave us your quotes. As always, I'm trying to listen to him. He sounds good. We'll be selecting some to feature on our show and be on the lookout for our special guest episodes where JB invites some of his cool friends over to come on here and help us break down a quote. Yep, celebrities. He knows them. It'll be fun and you won't want to miss it. Once again, I'm Miles and he's...
Oh, girl, JB Smoove. Can't you see I need you? Is this the end?
This has been a Team Coco production.